Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Admission Insight. The school year is in full swing, and we hope your year is off to a great start. On today's episode, we welcome on our head of school, Dr. Bill Hawkey, to discuss his summer, his theme for the year, and other exciting happenings here at the Pennington School. We hope you can sit back and enjoy this episode. And as we always like to say, let's go!
Private school, we're gonna show you what to do. Walk through the steps to take, and everything's gonna turn out great. We're gonna find the right fit, both for you and for your kids, based off school culture and needs. We're gonna bolster your chances to succeed.
All right, everyone. Thank you for tuning in today to our newest episode of Admission Insight. As I mentioned previously, we are excited to welcome back our head of school, Bill Hawkey. And we haven't had Dr. Hawkey on a podcast in a while, so it's great to have him back. Dr. Hawkey, how are you?
Hey, great, Chan. Good to be here. It's about time you invited me back.
Thank you. Just to jump in here, I know we're about a month into school. Taking it back, we are going to talk about convocation and those type of things. Well, let's talk about your summer first. How was your summer? Anything exciting happened?
Oh, gosh. A
couple highlights.
Yeah, great summer. The thing that sticks out in my mind is that we traveled out west for the first time to Montana. My wife and I were attending the wedding of one of my former students and players in Big Sky, Montana. And I'll just tell you, it was fantastic. Beautiful country, a great wedding, a great ceremony. Just so great to be with our old student there, Amber Brooks. And we took the opportunity to spend a couple of days after the wedding driving down through Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks. And I want to say it was life-changing. And it took me all these years to finally get to our national parks. And now I want to go every year.
Well, you can make that a goal. That sounds amazing. And I, you know, I knew Amber when she was here. So that's fantastic. You were able to celebrate her, and I'm sure she appreciated, you know, you guys making that trip. So memories made. That's incredible. And now kind of jumping forward a little bit from summer to the start of school. And we can talk about convocation. First off, let's tell us what convocation is. I know it's one of your favorite things about the school year, but just tell us overall what convocation is.
Yeah, well, it is a formal ceremony that usually is associated with, I think, schools, but also maybe churches that that celebrate kind of the beginning of a new calendar year or a new school year in our case. And it's something that at the Pennington School we've had for forever. So as we kick off the new school year, convocation is that centerpiece event that we all come together for, and that's usually on the first Friday of the first week of school, a Friday evening, and the parents are invited. All the students and faculty and staff are here. You know, there's probably 1,500 people gathered under a huge tent on the main quad, and it's just a wonderful celebration. Everyone's in a festive mood. You know, kids have new outfits on. They look great. We have a couple student speakers. We have a faculty member who speaks. I speak a little bit. Our chair of the board, Peter Tucci, speaks. So it's a uplifting, energizing kickoff to a new school year and full of pomp and circumstance.
Yeah, and I think you hit it on the head. It does feel like a celebration. I think people really enjoy that, and you get everyone together, and it creates an awesome environment and
sure.
Kind of atmosphere. So each year at convocation, you announce a theme for the school year.
Yeah.
Kind of where did this tradition come from for you? What is the process and kind of coming up with that theme? Talk us through that.
Sure. I inherited the idea of an annual theme from my former head of school and good friend, Lyle Rigg. Mr. Rigg always found his inspiration for a theme over the summer when he was on his rowboat on Lake Chautauqua in New York State. So I do my best to conjure up the inspiration for a theme also during some time away from the school year over the summer. And for me, it usually comes from some quiet time on a hike or a long swim in Lake Amston, which is kind of our favorite place to go to up in central Connecticut. Gives me a chance to be alone, with my thoughts and think about both the past school year and then the upcoming school year. And I also try to intentionally think about something that might be inspirational or even aspirational for our school community members, and something that would hopefully apply to all people in the Pennington community.
That's great. And I know Mr. Rigg obviously means a lot to you, and kind of carrying on his tradition of that and using him as your inspiration, that's super meaningful. This year, your theme for the year is based around impact. Can you just talk us through that, why that was especially important for you, this year?
Well, so the theme, "What's Your Impact?" came from thinking about both the small ways and the big ways that people can impact one another or larger systems. I was reminded of a small gesture of kindness that my former boss, Mr. Rigg, used to do, and it was a simple handwritten note card acknowledging something from a teacher or a student, usually something very small that a person did. And, the note went a long way and made an impact on people. I think many of the people who've received those handwritten notes over the years still have them. They meant that much to them at that time. And then also, as I mentioned earlier, on my trip out west this summer, it got me thinking about being surrounded by such grandeur and beauty in the national parks. Got me thinking about, big impact. And so when I was in Yellowstone and Grand Tetons, I was, I'm thinking about the people that were involved in creating those spaces for all of the rest of us to enjoy, forever. And so as I did my research, found that Ulysses S. Grant was the president at the time that made Yellowstone the first national park in 1872. And what an impactful move on such a grand scale that was. So those are the things that spoke to me over the summer.
Awesome. And we appreciate you sharing kind of the thought process behind all of it. And now coming back to our community, here at the Pennington School, how do you envision in your kind of, from where you sit, how do you envision our students making an impact this year?
Well, one is trying to embed positive impact into our lives, and into our daily routine. So I believe it has to start with small acts and small gestures, simple things, holding a door for someone, reaching out to someone who looks like they could use a little company, modeling respect and patience with your peers and with others that you encounter. So many little things can make an impact. And I think that once you've experienced it, you're more likely to continue to practice it. And, these acts of positive impact will grow and perhaps even have an impact on more than just one person at a time.
And I love just the idea of kind of, small impacts building off of one another, and just if everyone can do that, right? What a change and difference our community, can make. And so I love that. And so for you, as our head of school, our leader, right? How do you envision yourself making an impact this year on, obviously every kind of sector that you're involved with?
Well, I would say that I always try to be a good role model for the day-to-day acts of positive impact. And along the way with my own behavior and modeling, those behaviors that we're talking about, I hope that maybe I'll be able to open up some doors for others to make an impact here at Pennington. I think that's the great challenge of leadership is, helping others, kind of find their way and opening those doors for them so that they can step into some new areas and new areas of interest.
Awesome. And finally, just to kind of wrap things up here, I know it's only October. We're again about a month into the school year here. But any other thoughts on the school year ahead? Anything, you're excited about? Just anything else?
Well, geez, I'm excited every day to be here, and whether it's celebrating the after school activities and clubs and sports athletic teams and their successes. So that's a daily reminder. But one thing that stands out for me this year is that we are celebrating our Cervone Center for Learning's 50th anniversary, and that's huge. Chan, talk about impact. That's a good example of where an idea, so to seamlessly integrate bright students with diagnosed learning differences into a traditional college prep school, with the goal of helping them erase the stigma of special ed and opening the doors to unlimited opportunities. This idea was way ahead of its time 50 years ago when Dr. Edmund Cervone came to the Pennington School with an idea. And I'm thinking about what a transformational and impactful idea it proved to be. So this year, we're lucky to be able to say we're at the 50th anniversary. We're going to do our best to celebrate it properly, with all of our community members, past and present, from alumni to past parents and the current student body and parents. So we're in the throes of planning for that, but it should be an outstanding event in the spring. I said this at convocation. It's one of my favorite quotes. And I think it's something that maybe I'll leave you with today. It's from Maya Angelou. And she reminds us that people will forget what you said and people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. So here's to making a positive impact, Jan, for good and for making others feel valued, supported, and inspired this year.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Dr. Hawkey. Thank you for, making the time out of your busy schedule to hop on here with us. And, depending on how many listeners we get, maybe we'll get you on sooner than we did this time. All right.
Well, I hope it's more than the dozen that you promised me.
All right,
Okay.
Doc. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All the best. Take care.